It sounds easier than it is a lot of times because we just got other shit that needs to get done. But there's a way we have to set up our day to get what's important done. And I'm talking about your priorities, okay? What is truly urgent? What is really needed for your current self-development? What is time sensitive? What needs more planning? A lot of people are weekly planning. Some people are daily planning. Some people wake up and they just wing it. And it's really about knowing what type of person you are. So I'm a monthly, weekly, daily planner. I know what needs to get done, what time frame it has to get done by, what do I need to say to who do I need to ask for more time, who do I know won't give me more time. And that's truly how I get through my weeks, is just knowing where I have room and knowing where I don't have room to do what I need to do. So I wanted to talk about prioritizing your essentials so you don't drive yourself crazy, because you can. You can drive yourself crazy. You can give yourself crazy anxiety thinking just because you wrote it down or just because you plan to do it all today, you're going to get it all done. And the reality is we're not. And that's what I want to talk about today. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. What's goody? I can only speak for me because I don't know what you got going on, but it starts with knowing what your essentials are. What do we need as people, as adults, as parents? We need money. We need sleep. We need food. We need to cook. We need to clean. We need to exercise, okay? Those are like priority number one, okay? I can't work if I don't sleep. I can't parent if I don't sleep. I can't function if I don't sleep. I'm not going to be nice to anybody if I don't eat. I have to self-care. I have to do something for me before I show up for somebody else. I have to exercise so I can make sure I can physically get it all done. And I have to make money. I have to use money, and I have to spend money in order for my weeks to function. That is a, by any means, essential. Okay? That's what I have to do. Now, how you maintain those things that you need is by being consistent, by having a routine, managing your time, showing up on time, being places before time, eating the right foods, and taking things all the way to the finish line. Talking what you need to get done through. Thinking it through. Okay? Now, a lot of people like to say, well, I'm not really great at this. I'm not really great at that. If you suck at planning, write it down. If you suck at planning, use your calendar. If you suck at planning, I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts, and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me, hence Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Tell somebody else so they can remind you. And if you suck at planning, put it in your reminder on your phone. Everybody has a smartphone. Use it. Okay. If you need to save money, buckle down and save the fucking money. Put it to the side like your life depends on it. If you need house shit, know what time of the month you're going to buy house shit. You shouldn't be buying soap and cleaning products every time you go to the grocery store. You should have some at home. You should also have a multi-use cleaner, something that can clean the floors, the kitchen, and the bathroom so you don't have to buy three different types of products. If it's cheaper for you to wash your truck and your car at home, wash that shit at home. You don't always have to subscribe to the $17 a month membership at the car wash, knowing damn well you're not pulling up at that car wash every day to wash your vehicle. Okay? But if going to wash your car 8 times a month is something that's a part of your routine and you know you're going to do it, then maybe that does make sense for you to pay that. For me, I could wash the truck at home or I could wash it at the car wash. I really don't care about having my car washed all the time. Some people do. Now, vacuuming the inside of my car, I try to do that at least once a week because the girls be coming in and out of there. It be leaves in there, sticks, all types of crumbs of just outside. I do not let them eat my car, so I don't have to worry about that too much. I'm the one that be snacking in my car. But I try not to snack on things that'll leave a hell of crumbs, okay? But planning what you need to do, what you need to buy to maintain what you do inside your house or inside your car or getting to and from work might be a thing, all right? How do you handle life emergencies? Do you even have a plan set up for life emergencies? Who are your emergency people? Do you have emergency money? Okay. In order to maintain a adequate adult life, yes, we do need reliable transportation. That's what we need. We need a job to sustain what we can and cannot do. If you do not have a consistent job, I don't know how you're going to consistently save because you're always going to need to spend something for something, right? Good appliances help me save time. Not having good appliances makes you schedule time outside of your home to get shit you should be able to do inside your home, all right? Cooking skills, you're going to spend a lot more money if you don't know how to cook. So you might as well learn how to cook so you can eat for what you pay for 2 times out of the week instead of spending money 2 times extra, right? So if I cook, I probably could get away with cooking today, eating tonight, having something to eat tomorrow, and then the third day, I gotta cook. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna save you time. It's going to save you spending more money. And if you really think about it, if you're buying food from multiple people, you're probably spending anywhere from $40 to $50 every time you eat. And that adds up really fast. And if you don't have it like that, you shouldn't be spending like that. If your life is not set up for you to be eating out all the fucking time, priority-wise, that should not be your priority. Right? Learn how to cook. Cook at home. Buy some shit you can eat at home. Having great bedding happens over time. Having nice furniture in the house, that happens over time. You can talk to anybody that purchased a house. If you're not purchasing furniture and putting it on credit and making monthly payments on it, the odds are you are not going to have the money to buy the couch that you want, the dining room table that you want, the oven that you want, the refrigerator that you want, the other sofa for the other living room, the bed set that you want. Like, all of that shit is expensive, so buy what's most important. A lot of people will buy furniture because they know they want to move, put it in storage, and then when they move, yes, they have furniture and shit because they bought it over a period of time. Nobody has that money just sitting around to buy a house, to buy all the furniture in at one time and just be ready. Realistically, that's not how that happens. A lot of people are out here living on credit. A lot of people are out here hiding their vehicles because they can't pay for it. A lot of people are out here paying late fees because they can't pay certain shit on time. But they have the furniture, though. But they have the house, though. But you see them driving around in the car, though. It's all about priorities. You want to buy a new vehicle? Cool. Can you make the monthly payments on it? Can you do the monthly insurance? Can you pay for the tags? Can you pay for the oil change? Can you pay for new tires? Can you pay for your registration to be renewed every year around your birthday? Are you cool with making sure the vehicle passed emissions? Like, there's all these things that come with having what you need that you got to pay for that nobody really wants to think about until they have to pay for it. That's the reality of adulting. Having a peace of mind, that's really big for me. That's a priority essential for me. If I'm not happy, if I'm not at peace, if I can't relax with it, I don't want to deal with it. If it's something that irritates me, I'm not going to bring more irritation into my life. I want to simplify my life. I want to make my life easier. At a certain point, we have to be prioritizing people who make our lives easier to come into our life. Jobs that make our lives easier so we can work at that job so we don't feel so exhausted when we come home or when we have to leave that job. We have to be realistic about where we're putting ourselves and are we the door for the nonsense. Sometimes we can be the door for the nonsense. You have to realize who doesn't need your help. A lot of people might complain about what they don't have. You might bring up the fact that your job has an opportunity. But if this person is not the type of person who's not going to embarrass you because of that opportunity, don't even tell them about the opportunity. When people really want to do better, they set themselves up to do better. When people are bullshitting, you feel like you have to drag them to do the thing that they need to do to get better. It's very simple. But sometimes we might want better things for other people and they don't even want it for themselves. So priorities come first. Priorities are yours and not the next person. So just because something is very important to you, the next person might see it as, oh, that's not really a big deal. It might be a big deal to you. That's why you can't tell everybody everything. But you have to prioritize your essentials, the things that you need in order for you to be great. If you need more time, take more time. You don't have to tell everybody, you know what? I need more time. Everybody doesn't give a fuck about you needing more time. If you need more money for the goals that you have and the things that you want to do, work that extra job so you can have more money. Just because somebody else is okay with their one job and getting that one income and they're doing great has nothing to do with you unless y'all are sharing household, sharing expenses, sharing goals. And a lot of people are not. You have to be okay with what you have on your plate. You have to be okay with what you're adding to your plate. And you have to be realistic about the fact that buying bigger things costs more money. Buying better means you're spending more money. If I go out and I buy a brand new house, I'm essentially going to be spending more money because I have more responsibility. If I stay in a house that I can afford, then I'm not going to be as frustrated because I don't feel like I'm drowning or I can't do for myself because of the place that I live in. Stop looking at other people's lives and comparing that shit because you don't know who's paying for it. Ain't nothing worse than being in something you cannot afford or you cannot maintain, begging other people to give you help so you can keep it. Nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than chasing somebody to keep their word when they told you they were going to do something and you're really counting on them and you have no other way to get it done but through them. And they're having you chase them down in order to get it done. Nah, we're not doing that. Do what you need to do for yourself. Prioritize yourself. Prioritize your essentials.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a Real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a Real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your Real ID at tsa.gov/realid. That's tsa.gov/realid, or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.